what curious crowds I attract. At last I've arrived in America with all of my pages intact. It's Lady Chatterley. Now fancy that, Lee. Oh, the customs chaps have opened wide the gates. Now in Boston they're embarrassed. I was read in bed in Paris long before that Mrs. Harris. It's a fait accompli. Can this be me here in the States? At last I've arrived in America, and it seems to me terribly queer. You do just as you please in America, but no birds or bees over here. Surely by now the children must know. They're not always outdoors with their balls and bats. Even so, the handwriting is on the wall. Yes, that I can give you my word for. The writing is on the wall. Even in England. Now, Lady Chatterley is not old Hatterley, though for years they've given me quite a shabby deal. I was noted for imprudence. I was dog-eared by your students. Neath the covers where my lover used to steal, in a jacket labeled Norman Vincent Peale. At last I've arrived in America. And really, my dears, if you knew, when a girl is no better than she should be, it's far better they don't let her through. I've been smuggled by tourists and juggled by jurists till my nerves are quite sharp, I'm afraid. I've been censored, expunged, been abridged till great guns I do think I deserve to be laid. Next to Caldwell's, Lolita's, why, I could write a treatise on naughty bestsellers that paid. It's Lady Chatterley, and Lady Chatterley has been up that garden path and knows the score. Let them flail me, let them jail me. There is a rumor one can't mail me. Me of all people, I had no sooner set my foot upon the shore than your postal boys attacked me as a Lady Chatterley. 2, 3, 4, don't think bad of me. 4, 5, it's been hell, but now I'm rather making hay. Not obscene, but still quite groovy. Read the book, don't see the movie. Heaven knows I can be made.